Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. As we probably are all still digesting our Thanksgiving meals, and we are all most likely still in the presence of family and friends, because this is a long weekend, remember, it's a good time to just sit back, relax, and listen to the podcast. Take a little me time and settle back and get ready to meet my guest, Mama Mish, or as she's known, Michelle Love. Now, I think this interview is so appropriate for all the cooking that happened this past weekend because Michelle is a chef herself. She's the author of Mama Mish's Dishes, Stories, and Inspirations, Food, Faith, and Fellowship. And our conversation did revolve a little bit around food, a little bit around community, a lot of bit around how we can be of service to each other. But it also really filled me up with the idea that we can all be present and be of service to our communities in so many different ways. And Mama Mish has been present to her community in ways that are truly profound. You'll hear that a little bit later in this episode. Suffice it to say that I'm grateful that she's in the world. Now, Mama Mish's miracle is all about what does it mean to be called? And what does it mean to get a message? And how do you step into it? Or how do you run away? Because, you know, we do have a choice. We don't always have to accept what's asked of us by those energies, those spirits, those gods that we cannot see. So really, truly, this episode is about food, it's about faith, it's about fellowship, and it's about the miracle that we can all be in our communities, whether that involves food or not. You know, I err on the side of food, but food isn't necessarily necessary. So let's get to this next episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings Podcast.
I was in that room and I had like the transforming grace of God kind of swooped me up and said, I need you to be this person that I've designed you to be, this prayer warrior, this minister, this giver. But he was showing me how you do all these things, but we're bumping it up basically because people need me. It's all I kept hearing in my spirit. People need me. So I stayed in that prayer room for a long time and I felt this transforming grace and power of God just took me from one place to the next. And it hasn't stopped since then.
I would love to ask you the central question or the main question of the podcast, which is I would love for you to share a story or stories. It could be more than one of something in your life that you experienced or thought of as magical or miraculous or even mysterious, something that that kind of changed your life or made you think about the world in a different way.
Okay. I probably would say it was probably through COVID. We were experiencing a lot of people who are feeling hopelessness, kind of like what's happening now. There's a lot of people that are just really feeling hopeless. And there's too much bantering and division right now in the world, in the nation. You know that. Everybody knows that. And there's darkness. So I feel like when COVID hit, we had a lot of people coming to us and God really bumped up the ministry that we do for teaching the word. And I realized at that point that I needed to have a stronger relationship with God. And in order for me to be able to speak the word and give people hope and pray over people, especially people who needed healing, I couldn't do it unless I was completely aligned with him. Completely. And I'm still in that fate. I mean, I'm still doing that today. And so we built a prayer room that was right off of our tea room. And it was beautiful. I had this vision of like a log cabin. And my husband's a carpenter. So I just give him the vision and he takes it from there. And he built exactly what the vision was. And I was in that room and I had like this transforming grace of God kind of swooped me up and said, I need you to be this person that I've designed you to be, this prayer warrior, this minister, this giver. But he was showing me how you do all these things, but we're bumping it up basically because people need me. It's all I kept hearing in my spirit. People need me. They need my son to get to me. So that's what I need you to do. So I stayed in that prayer room for a long time and I felt this transforming grace and power of God just took me from one place to the next. And it hasn't stopped since then because I came out of that room and there was a confrontational customer in the cafe because I could hear her yelling. It was very strange. And I thought, okay, well, that's the devil tripping me up from what I just came from, you know? So I walked into the room and I kind of just laid hands on her and I said, peace, be still. And I just held her. And it was this transforming moment for her. And I realized something happened to me in that prayer room. Like I had healing in my hands and I had this appreciation and this yearning for God's people to understand that he is real and he is working through us who lay down everything and receive him. And that kind of was the start of people coming to me and people, you know, showing up in the cafe and showing up in the tea room and distraught and me taking them in the prayer room, sitting with them, praying with them, laying hands on them and understanding that the ministry that God wanted me to continue was about to change. And it was happening already. So that was I wasn't scared. I was just, I get more nervous about not doing it God's way. So communicating with him all the time, that grew in me, which grew the business, which grew a ministry in there. That's how the ministry got started, you know, with people saying, I need to get in the prayer room. And when we took the prayer wall down, when we moved out, there were I still have them, thousands of prayers on the wall in there. And I would go in there every day and lay hands on them and pray over them. And then we started hearing testimonies of God answering those prayers. And I mean, I'm hoping one day we have some space somewhere to have that prayer room because we still have all the pieces of it, but we're really hoping that we can build that prayer room again.
I think that is just an astonishing story. And what I think is really powerful about it is that, you know, you have this experience, you leave the prayer room, and then there is someone right there that needs.
God does not play around, does he?
Nope. And also I think I was already thinking to myself, my goodness, your stories about just going out earlier in the interview about going out and working or giving to all of those graduates and those school kids and all of those other people. I mean, that was absolutely astonishing to me. And I'm sure required an incredible amount of energy and creativity and steadfastness. And it means you show up every day. And for me, you know, through our interview, I thought, oh my goodness, that experience alone, I mean, that was over time, right? It wasn't like just one weekend.
It
was like over time. And so to give it that capacity over time is a miracle in itself. And showing up over time like that is a miracle in itself. And I was sitting back thinking, gosh, I mean, I don't even know if I could do that. But I feel like when you kind of have this when you have so many blessings in your life and you have this, I call it maybe a great ask from God, like, please go out and create these good works in the world. You find the energy, you have the energy, you have the capacity to go out and change these people's lives. Would you agree?
Yes. It's those who don't hear that and do it. That's the problem. You know, the word that says many are called, few are chosen. I refuse to be that not chosen. And the not choosing is not him not choosing us. It's us not choosing him. And every day I put my arms up, I go out on the deck every morning and say, here I am, Lord, use me. I want to affect the world for him, not for me, because I'm nothing. Trust me. I'm just a vessel. But I want to affect the world for him. And I'm bold and I take risks. And I know the things that he's asking me to do, he's still molding and shaping and getting the things into place. But I'm ready and willing and listening more than ever, listening, because that's where people trip up. They get the vision, they get the dream, then they take off. And God's like, whoa, I'm back here. Come back, Jack. I've heard that too many times.
Well, I think what's really gorgeous about your story is that, you know, now you're going to be feeding people in a totally different way, which good, I think is good. Really incredible. Because we need more of that in this world. We need more of it. So,
yes. Yes.
Everyone, I hope you loved meeting Mama Mish and hearing her story of being chosen. Now, I do want you to remember, and it's so very important, we've all been chosen for some special gift that we carry, some special attribute, some incredible trait that we have to be of service to others. Sometimes those invitations are very, very overt, like in Mama Mish's case. And sometimes there are little messages and hints left along the way that are meant to urge us into our greater calling. So take this week to think, what kind of messages or hints or clues have you received out in the waking world, out in your dreams? Where can you potentially step up and be of service? I need to thank Michelle Love for being a guest on the podcast and being so gracious and so wonderful with sharing her stories. To read a little bit more about her mission and who she is, as well as her book, please do click on the link in the episode's show notes. I hope each and every one of you had a really wonderful holiday with family and friends, or even friends who are your family. I certainly did. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. With that being said, thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Mama Mish. Be of service to those around you. Be present for your community. Understand that whatever gift or part you have to play in this world, someone out there, something out there needs it. How can you cheer people on? How can you feed those who need to be fed? How can you be present for someone who's really struggling? Dear listeners, go out there and be gifts to the world like Mama Mish, and make this world a more sparkly and beautiful place.